Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Time is 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Molly Page, Ken Kessler, and a reluctant Rich McFadden. Here we are on the air for another day of conversation, another hour of conversation. And I don't normally start with these sorts of things, but I'm finding that because, well, there are a couple of television stories, and Jennifer's really on top of all of this stuff, maybe three. Actor Gary Sinise is going to join us at the bottom of the hour to talk about the Memorial Day concert this weekend. It's always good to have his presence here. David Letterman is leaving his late night program tomorrow. No, tonight is it. It's the 20th. Yeah, tonight's the last night of that. A lot of people are talking about that. What I find, though, worthy of our concern at the moment is the latest episode of Game of Thrones. And whether, I guess I would go around the room. Kenny, you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Okay. Jennifer, you watch Game of Thrones?
It's going to be a unanimous thing here. Yeah, no, I do not.
All right. Molly, you watch it?
I've seen a couple of episodes.
Oh, there we go.
So what is there about this show where people get their heads chopped off, characters get castrated, there are slaughters all the time, bloodbaths? Why is it that so many viewers are in? This is the most popular show on HBO, or at least it used to be. Now, I'm a change. There was on Sunday night the episode that basically showed a forced rape on the screen. And this has brought women's groups to their to the standard position. What is going on? The disturbing scenes that were part of this. I don't want to see it. I read about it, and that was all I needed to underscore what I've been saying for months, if not for years, since I watched one or two episodes and saw the kind of slaughter. And we see this in movies, too.
Well, they're depicting a time period that was very violent.
Okay, that's
so
okay.
They can't really, you know, if they're doing a real, if they're, I mean, I would just imagine, I don't watch it because I don't want to see it, and it is too violent, I'd rather spend my time somewhere else, but at the same time, they're trying to make something that's authentic, I would imagine.
But why would that appeal to people? Why does this appeal? This is
it's like watching a train crash, probably.
Really?
I don't know. It doesn't appeal to me. So I'm theorizing that I would imagine that it's something where, you know, people want to gawk at the most outlandish thing that they can find.
The feminist site, The Mary Sue, yesterday said they would no longer be covering Game of Thrones because of the scene in Sunday night's episode. Jill Pantazzi, who's the editor-in-chief of The Mary, wrote that the scene was not necessary to the development of the character, nor necessary to further prove that Ramsay is evil. She noted that Sansa is already a survivor, and thus this circumstance, as in all instances, is not necessarily a story-driving device. A lot of fans apparently feel pretty much the same to this, Kenny. Senator Claire McCaskill from Missouri tweeted that she's done with the show after what she called the gratuitous, disgusting, and unacceptable scenes. So, the Game of Thrones has caused a stir since it's been on the air. There was another one of these scenes last year that was hotly debated. Viewers are upset over just this sort of violence on top of violence. So, as Jennifer said, okay, people want to watch it because maybe it's authentic. What is there about this that we need? Or, maybe more importantly, what is there about this that you want? Why do you want to see this kind of stuff? I would think women would be turning this thing off and going away from it and talking about it with other women and other anybody to get them to stay away from this. That's the way you stop these sorts of programs. There's no possible value to this kind of television. There's no value to it at all.
But it's on television now, so that's why you're talking about it. Before, people would just go to the movies. I mean, look at Braveheart. Look at the violence that was in Braveheart. And there are constant violent movies, shooting, stabbings, all of that on the movie screen, and people go to that as well. Now
to your point, what a cult classic Reservoir Dogs was, and that was an extremely violent movie.
Yeah, that was too much
about
for me.
It still.
Yeah. What is that show on Fox that Kevin Bacon's in?
The Following?
Yeah.
And that one got canceled because it was violent for the sake of being violent instead of a storyline. I think that's the difference, is that I think Game of Thrones actually has good writing, so I think people like it because it's violent, yes, but it also has some backbone to it. It's not just cut them up, saw them up, throw them out.
But why does this violence appeal? And does it appeal to women as much as it does men?
Well,
because women apparently... go ahead.
I typed in, why do people watch Game of Thrones? And there's a blog. A lot of things popped up, actually, for that. And there's a blog that's at All Women's Talk, 7 Reasons to Watch Game of Thrones.
And they are
the dynamics. It says, from its beginning to end, each episode will keep you on your toes, wondering what's going to happen next. Even if you've read the book and remember the plot well, a full hour of good quality program might seem as too much to ask at first, but believe me, once the credits start to roll, you'll catch yourself wondering how a full hour seems so short. Let's see.
Well, it frustrates.
And that is one thing we're forgetting, is that it was a book first. The emotion is number 2. Love, hate, pride, rage, devotion, fear. The Game of Thrones series is definitely meant to leave a strong impression. Complexity of characters. Oh, here's the first one. Number 4, cute guys. Good reason.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
creative differences at number 5. Humor at number 6. Times are dark, but humor has not disappeared. And number 7, the setting. Apparently, it's very beautiful, the setting to watch. So,
I don't have many women friends, but the women that I know, I don't know any women. My sisters, people that are my daughter, although my daughter does watch this, I would ask her about
My mom watches it.
Does she? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
There's something about being a human being that this kind of thing interests you. It goes back as far as
your wife watches
in history.
Does your wife watch this?
Panda does. My daughter does.
Yeah. Wow.
But it goes back, they used to fill the Colosseum to see the Christians and the lions.
Yeah, I know. Oh, God. As a man, I find this appalling. I think you don't have to be, I don't think a test of manhood is to like this sort of a show. I think that a test of manhood would probably be to evaluate why it is that people want to watch this and does it have any enduring quality, and as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't. But that's me, and this is all about opinions and choices. You're right. We all make choices. 14 after the hour. My choice today is to suggest to you that you give your father a squatty potty for Father's Day. How about that? Squatty potty will reduce the strain brought on by various problems that men and women have when they are trying to eliminate. Squatty potty allows you to squat fully, relax, and enjoy. I don't know. But it is. It's not. How do I say this without sticking my foot in my mouth? It's nice. It's a good feeling when you've completely
successful elimination.
Yeah, elimination. Right. Give your father the gift of relief by giving him a Squatty Potty for Father's Day. Available at all Bed Bath and Beyond stores, squattypotty.com. And if you text the code Doug to 511511, you'll get 20% off the order for the Squatty Potty. That's Doug, D-O-U-G, to 511511. That's the way you save 20%. And it doesn't have to be for your father. It can be for you. Buy yourself a gift. What's wrong with that? It's something to have. Maybe you buy 4 or 5 of them. I don't know. Whatever they are. They're expensive, to be sure. And they work. It's Doug to 511511. A Squatty Potty for Father's Day or to somebody you care about. That includes you, Doug. Get the 20% off. Doug at 511511. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the 3 main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women.
safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores cleaned and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now. Mention Doug Steffen and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-961-5842. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961-5842. Again, 800-961-5842.
18 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We are talking today about, in part, the video of the day, which is a focus on Kentucky Fried Chicken, going back to using Colonel Sanders. I wonder how many of you who eat chicken there, so many people eating so much chicken, chicken farmers producing 160 million chicks a week. 160 million chickens a week to keep up with our consumption.
It's a lot
here.
Of nuggets.
160 million chickens a week. The industry is putting out a lot of farmers who are raising these chickens, however, according to an inside analysis, are not doing too well. There was a story that John Oliver brought forth, and you've been following this, Molly, about the chicken farmers. I know some in Pennsylvania, New York State that are doing okay, but this is the whole idea. It's the way they're raised is one thing, but the condition that the farmers are working under. What can you give us as an underscore here?
Well, basically, what John Oliver did, and you can find it on YouTube. It's really an incredible piece because he talks about the difficulties that farmers are facing against these huge industries, and it's very difficult for them to make a living. And in some places where they're raising the chickens and the chickens don't have any light, they don't have fresh air. Basically, they're raised in like these silos because it keeps the chickens calm. They don't move around much and they get fatter faster. And and if the farmers want the chickens to be healthy, which in turn, if we're eating them, makes us healthy, they have to battle these companies that are now telling them how they can and cannot run their business.
Well, then it becomes, then you have a choice to make. You don't do it. Why would you do it if you're not making any money at it? That's why I stopped running the farm that I have the way I have been. I'm tired of subsidizing everybody who wants to use my product. But the government has a lot to say in this, but it's an interesting thing. John Oliver, you can check out that website. It's 21 after the hour.
Don't complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts, explored, shared, and passed down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Video of the day today at DougStefan.com from the Louisville Leopard Percussionists, performing ensemble of 65 student musicians from the ages of 7 to 12 living in and around Louisville. The video is their performance of Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train. It's not a new video, but it's in the news because Ozzy just saw it and sent the group $10,000. He was so blown away after seeing these children playing this unique version of his song, he sent him 10 grand. Story at DougStefan.com. Let's listen.
You'll remember about 2 months ago, this is the same group of kids where their viral video had over 4 million views when they did Led Zeppelin's Kashmir. And Jimmy Page saw it and shared it on his Facebook page.
Really?
It's the same group of kids.
Wow.
So whoever this music teacher is,
yeah, smart.
He's brilliant.
Yeah.
And I love him.
Right. Very cool. Yeah. The Ozzy says, my whole family and my fans loved your rendition of Crazy Train. And so, let's see, there are 60 youngsters here, 48 different schools in the Louisville area. They're called the Louisville Leopards. Isn't that neat? Good for them. Yeah, you're right, Richie. And this is the kind of music program, you know, this is another thing that drives me nuts about our public education system and how we've cut and curbed and whittled out the things that were so good. It isn't just learning math and science and English and history, but these kinds of things need to be mentored, they need to be underscored, they need to be found. What are your children good at? Are they good at math? Well,
trombone.
What are they? Can you be good at math and also playing the trombone?
Yeah.
Of course you can.
That was the greatest thing about college for me. I can't tell you I got tons out of it because I was working already, so I had that experience. But the greatest thing about college was that I discovered I loved art history.
Yeah.
You discover things about yourself, and I think that's such a huge part of education. I mean, obviously, math and English is important, but come on.
And my son is in the fifth grade.
So losing.
And he's in the band. He plays trombone, and we had their first concert the other day.
Yeah.
And they all just started in September. We were impressed. I mean, they were great. Now, my son also takes private lessons because you only get one school class, one music class per week. But I'll tell you, the Fairfax County, Virginia has a good music program. The high school kid across the street has been touring the country because he plays drums. And
that's what we need to do. Fostering that sort of thing is very important. All right, let's turn the page at DougStephan.com to biggest appreciation. One of the great musicians. We talked about Stevie Wonder the other day because it was his birthday. And now, today we acknowledge this is the number one song in 1973.
You are the sunshine of my life.
One of the great, great pop songs of all time.
Genius.
Listen to the lyrics. You are the sunshine of my life, so I always be around you. You are the apple of my eye.
Forever you stay in my heart. I feel like this is the beginning.
The beginning, yes. Why not? Start it all over again. Jennifer is good as that. She doesn't start it all over again with the same person. Anyway, so this was number one during this week in 1973. Third number one song for him in his earlier years. Fingertips Part 2, Superstition. And then the career goes on and on and on. What a great, great, great source of pleasure. Listening to that music is nothing but pure pleasure, I think. 28 after the hour on Good Day. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long, every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy, do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Actually, it's the 300th edition of Let's Be Fair, so I'd like to say thank you to all the stations that carry this commentary and to those of you listening, especially those who have taken the time to share your own ideas and stories with us. 300 weeks ago, we started out with the goal of revealing how lawsuit abuse affects consumers, communities, businesses, and families, and we haven't run out of stories yet. Because even if you're fortunate enough never to be sued individually, the communities we live in, the organizations we belong to, and the places we work at have all been affected by the excessive amount of litigation in America. Let's be fair. Even though we often point out when the court system isn't working, we also know that we live in a country that attracts people from around the world because we have the freest society on earth. Working together, we can raise awareness of how the courts can better protect that freedom by cracking down on lawsuit abuse. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org. And from all of us here, thanks for listening.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Good day program with Richard Fenn at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler, Molly Page, Ray, and Doug Steffen. The Dancing with the Stars winner, Jennifer, Rumor Willis.
Yeah.
Why is this a spoiler alert?
Because if you didn't watch it and you wanted to watch it tonight, it's now a spoiler alert.
Yeah, but what's the value of that? Everybody is going to talk about it as soon as
everybody
it happens.
Everybody is. And Noah Galloway was the odds-on favorite. I think Rumor was the best dancer. Everybody was not surprised to see her win, but if the storyline had played out, Noah Galloway was that injured, I think he was a Marine who lost his legs, he lost his arms, and he was still competing beautifully, and I think he came in second place.
You know what I also found interesting, Jen, the fact that the new host of America's Funniest Home Videos is so connected to Tom Bergeron. I think he did too under the circumstances, the producer, because Bergeron said, I remember at that party we went to last year, he said, I'm not going to do this anymore, this is my last year of doing it, and I said, why? And he basically said, well, I don't need to anymore. He's getting 15 for doing Dancing with the Stars and 7 or 8 for doing America's Funniest Home Videos. So if you're making 15, you don't need another 7 or 8, apparently. Looks like he picked this guy who was so closely associated.
Alfonso Ribeiro. Yeah, he won Dancing with the Stars last year. Really, and was on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Kind of, you know, he's perfect for this because he's kind of the cheesy, funny guy.
I went to watch a taping of it because he invited me to come over, and I did last during the wintertime when I was in L.A., and I found him competent. As a matter of fact, fascinating to watch how he works in the room.
You went to a taping of that show and you didn't take me and talk about it?
I did do that, yes, right. You were upset because I didn't invite you?
Or Or tell me. Yeah.
I thought I told you after the fact that I went over there.
When you went, you should have told Tom that you would take over.
Fighting words. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Come on.
I'll get that. The memo didn't get to him, as a matter of fact. All right, speaking of television, it's time for us now to do what is traditionally something important just for Memorial Day. And when I say tradition and things that are happening at this time of year, one of the great things is the PBS special, the Memorial Day concert. Gary Sinise has been associated with this for a long time. As a matter of fact, I think each time you're here, Gary, we quickly go back through the 30 years that you have been connected to this. Why? And you are well known as someone who feels very strongly about men and women who serve. Just tell the audience again why that is.
Well, it's not 30 years that I've been connected to the concert. This is my 10th year as co-host with Joe Montagna, my dear friend. I got
involved. But you've been connected to veterans groups and that sort of thing, I think, for a long time, have you not?
Well, that's true. I have veterans in my family, and it kind of starts there. And, you know, after September 11th, when we deployed to Afghanistan and Iraq, and people started getting hurt, and I just wanted to volunteer to do something to support them. And so I volunteered for the USO and started pitching in there and entertaining, and then volunteering to support a lot of different military charities that were popping up all over the place and trying to raise awareness for them. And then eventually just started my own military charity, and I was just getting involved in a lot of different efforts. One of those efforts was the National Memorial Day concert to keep awareness up and to raise just let people know what Memorial Day is actually really all about. And I think the National Memorial Day concert does that extremely well.
Gary's making reference to starting his own group. You can check out Gary's GarySinisFoundation.org, I believe, right? Gary Sinise Foundation. If you want to spell it, it's S-I-N-I-S-E, for those of you who don't know, GarySinisFoundation.org. Of all of the people that you've met doing this over these years, Gary, is there one story about one person that stands out above all others, a story that you may have not told before, in fact, about someone you met and really identified with?
I don't know. People have asked me that before, and there's so many stories that it's hard to have one stand out above all others. And I mean, there's many long stories, and I could mention a lot of them. I've been to the hospital several times. One time I went to one of the early trips to Bansi, Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio, and there was a family there with a wounded Marine who was in intensive care, and he was one of the most badly injured service members that I had seen, and he was in intensive care, and they asked me just if I would walk in there and just visit with him. And he was unaware that I was even there, but the family, to them, it meant something to have, somebody visit. And so I went in, I stood over this wounded Marine, and he was had lost all four of his limbs. He was burned from 90% of his body, and he had a traumatic brain injury. So he had multiple severe injuries. And, I stayed in touch with the family for a little while, and then kind of lost touch. And then through some other events, I came back in touch with the wife, and I found out, what are you doing? What's happening? And they were going from convalescent home to convalescent home, trying to figure out what they were going to do. And so my foundation, Gary Sinise Foundation, is building homes for our badly wounded service members. Mm-hmm. And I felt like that was the fact that we came back together was a sign. And so we ended up building a home right near San Antonio, right near the hospital for them. And they moved in last year.
Now, you and your Lieutenant Dan band performing at the Hard Rock Cafe in Times Square, you do about 50 shows a year with your band, yeah?
Well, we do quite a number. I don't know. It's there was an average for a while of about 50, but I've had to whittle that down because I'm so busy with so many things. But I think we're probably doing about 35 shows this year, and one of them is at the Hard Rock tomorrow night. It's a big joint fundraiser for the Gary Sinise Foundation and the Independence Fund. Independence Fund has been providing track chairs for a lot of our wounded service members. My foundation is providing housing and that kind of thing, so it's a good partnership. We've been I've supported them for years, and now I have my own foundation, so we're doing a joint fundraiser together. It's a concert at the Hard Rock during Fleet Week. A lot of military will be there, and we want to raise some money to help the cause.
Well, you are an inspiration to and for a lot of people because of the time you give. Again, it's the GarySiniseFoundation.org. This weekend, Gary is in Washington with Joe Montagna, as he said, to celebrate Memorial Day with a National Memorial Day concert. You can check that out at PBS. Gary, always a pleasure to have a conversation with you. And a lot of people would say that. I mean it.
So, well, thanks so much.
Yeah, best of luck to you. Gary Sinise on Good Day. Up next, actor Patrick Duffy here on Good Day.
There is something about the road that beckons, that invites us to pack up the family and leave the world behind. And there is something about an industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty on a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz that gives us the freedom to do exactly that. You take to the highway, rack up the miles for up to 3 years, and drive with the assurance that your Mercedes-Benz is covered. You have the security of being in a car that has been certified to Mercedes-Benz standards, while you enjoy a carefree ownership experience for miles and miles. But while the mileage is unlimited, your time to take advantage of our certified pre-owned sales event is not. Now through June 1st, you can also receive complimentary prepaid maintenance and your first 2 months payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry into your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see why we say the odometer is there to record the memories.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar.
Yep,
that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
In a recent poll, Americans were asked what power the government had under the Constitution. Surprisingly, a strong majority believed the government is allowed to do whatever it wants, as long as it is for the good of the people. If we look through the lens of liberty, we see quickly how dangerous that idea is, especially if it is unclear who decides what is for the good of the people. In fact, our Constitution is unique because it specifically names what powers the government has and imposes strict limits on that power. The Constitution grants Congress about 20 explicit powers, and the Bill of Rights specifies at least 20 things Congress may not do. All the powers not mentioned were reserved to the people, not the government. Have you read the Constitution lately and studied it with your family?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Strike news, base is low.
watching the game again. I thought you were booking our vacation hotel.
Done.
What?
We're staying in America's Best Value Inn, and I scored a triple play when I joined the free value club.
Really?
You get 15% off, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, plus free Wi-Fi and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels.
That really is a slam dunk.
Home run, honey. I think you mean home run.
Score big this summer at America's Best Value Inn at ABVI.com.
Time now for us to go down a road of celebrity. I always like these conversations with people that we all know. It's like we know Patrick Duffy because he's been around for so long. I don't know if he likes it when you get long on the teeth. What is it? That's his expression, long on the tooth, pal.
Yes, right there, Sonny.
There you go. Last time I saw you, you got shot. As a matter of fact,
Oh, really?
Well, I'm trying to remember. Actually, I was a bigger fan. By the way, welcome. Patrick Duffy is here. We're going to talk about his role in this new NBC show that will be starting in July called Welcome to Sweden. It's on Thursdays on NBC at 9 o'clock. I was not a big fan of Dallas the first time around. For whatever the reason,
yeah.
I don't know, maybe it was on the right time or whatever. But certainly I knew you. And I will tell you a little silly story. I live in Santa Monica part of the year, and I was at, there's a little drugstore on the corner of 6th and one of the, I don't remember which, but it's a little teeny drugstore. And I walked in there one day, and Larry Hagman was getting a prescription. And he was dressed to the nines. He didn't look like what you saw on television, but he was really dressed. And he was taller than I thought he would have been, and so I engaged in a conversation with him. It was a short, but a very interesting, because he was the kind of a guy who you didn't think revealed a lot about himself, and maybe he didn't in conversation, but the way he carried himself, the way he looked, made me realize a great deal about this guy. And I would bet a lot of your time is still spent talking about Larry Hagman. Is that true or not?
It's very true because of many different reasons that he was and remains today the best friend I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah, the closest I've ever been to anybody other than my wife. Literally, everything you said is true.
Yeah.
He was the most accessible person, which is very interesting.
He was very friendly.
Biggest star on television in the entire world, and your experience is the same as everybody else's. If you saw him and you went, "Hey, Larry," he would turn around, and all of a sudden he's talking to you, and he's telling you stories that you know you can't believe are
true.
He was
very serious.
Every one of them was.
He was very serious.
Yeah.
So, how would somebody, if they ran into Patrick Duffy in that little drugstore on the corner of Montana and 6th. So I don't know where where do you live?
Well, I live up in Oregon.
Oh, okay.
I have a ranch in Oregon. But I've lived, I lived 25 years in Los Angeles, and I have a place in the Pacific Palisades. So I'm in Santa Monica all the time.
I live down in the canyon, Santa Monica Canyon. That's where my house is. Neighbors. So if I were to see you walking around, would I have the same feeling about Patrick Duffy as I did about Larry Hagman?
No, I'd probably look at you and say, "Go away."
Okay, well, that's fair.
Everybody else does, Patrick.
Why not? Pretty much everybody else
does.
Yeah,
I know. It's only because I would know who you were if you were anybody else.
Yeah, right. You'd have a conversation with him, right.
I think everybody goes through that learning curve. I don't think Larry did just because of his personality.
Yeah.
But by and large, most people in the business, it's a very steep curve of anonymity to complete access of the general public.
Yeah.
And that takes an adjustment. And people do it at whatever rhythm and time needed to make that adjustment. I now engage everybody. It's the first time they've seen me, whether it's happened 10 times that day with other people.
Yeah.
It's their first time.
Right.
And once you realize that, it makes it easy.
So Patrick Duffy has been in all kinds of dramas and played all kinds of roles. Why Welcome to Sweden?
When Amy Poehler calls, we as actors line up and hope she chooses us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's one of those kinds of things. If Amy Poehler, if Tina Fey, there's a certain group of people in the industry that everyone trusts.
Right.
They trust their taste, their choices, and their honor I guess. In other words, they wouldn't be asking you to do something that they would be embarrassed to tell everybody you were doing. So when the phone rang and they said, Amy Poehler wants to talk to you about doing this show, I said, if I'm available, I'll do it. She doesn't need to tell me what it's about. I would just go ahead and do it. So we met in New York, and we were having a drink in the lobby of a hotel, and she started this thing about the show is so good, and it's going to be this and that. And I said, Amy, I'm going to do it. You don't have to sell me out. I just wanted to have a drink with you. That's all.
All right, give us 30 seconds on the show, because we're on the time. I want you to tell us about the show.
It's a very interesting show. It's an American man who is a lawyer, and it's a true story of her brother, a lawyer in New York who fell in love with a Swedish girl, and she needed to go home, so he dumped his entire career, moved to Sweden, started writing comedy and doing stand-up, and established a life there.
Greg Poehler. Isn't that interesting? A true life story. All right, so this is funny. It's going to be on DVD, I guess the first season. 9 o'clock Thursdays, NBC. The second season starts in July. Yep. Patrick Duffy. Well, I'll look for you on the streets of Pacific Palisades next time I'm there. Good to talk to you. Thank you. Yeah, we'll talk to you.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
I feel I should apologize to everyone for my behavior over the last 6 months. I have, as you know, been somewhat down in the mouth.
Well, there's an understatement. There are dead people on better form. You
get away. One of the neatest chick flicks. This is Shania Twain singing You've Got Away from the film Notting Hill.
This story will be filed. Every time anyone writes anything about me, they'll dig up these photos. Newspapers last forever. I'll regret this forever.
That was one of the harshest things that she said in that role, where she fell in love with Hugh Grant, who was, I think, a bookkeeper or a book. You know, ran a bookstore, right? And she went in looking for a book. Do I remember that right, Kenny? I think I do. I know I like the movie a lot, frankly. In 1999, oh my God, this is
never saw it.
You never, well, of course you
would. Was he the star or was she the star?
Well, there was the two of them were very good. They appeared well.
No, I mean in life, because one of them was famous, I think.
Oh, she was famous.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she was famous.
Yeah. She was an actress, and everybody knew who she was, and he was running a book. It was a bookstore, if I remember correctly. She just went in. She was doing a movie in England, and that's how it all got started. So it's just really kind of a cool thing. Get another clip from it, Richard.
The faint thing isn't really real. You know, don't forget. I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her.
Oh, really? And, of course, he said, yes, who wouldn't? She's Julia Roberts.
Yes, and all boys who run bookstores look just like Hugh Grant.
Yeah, and are interested in bookie. Julia Roberts.
Right. Yeah. All right, but it's nice. It was a nice movie. I liked it a lot.
It was a good movie.
All right, so anyway, Shania Twain singing movie music starts movie moments. Chuck is not with us today, but we have some observations to make. Kenny and Richie and I, and just then Jennifer and Molly, too, if they'd like to jump in. We have that coming up next week here on Good Day.
Harrison with you. The Mayo Clinic is reporting some 10% of Americans will get ulcers at some time. Peptic ulcers are marked by open sores on the inner lining of the stomach or small intestine, even the esophagus. If anyone's ever had these, they're brutally painful and the medicines have horrible side effects and cause endless discomfort. But believe it or not, we can now thank some scientists in Saudi Arabia who say they found a natural and safe alternative ulcer treatment, which we here in America call arugula and throw in our salads without a second thought. The World Journal of Gastroenterology confirms the research by showing that albino rats with ulcers had huge reductions in stomach acid. And get this, the same rats pre-treated with arugula extract were protected from ulcers despite exposure to a host of toxins and stresses. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Hey, Doug, it's 56 past the hour. Good day.
So anyways, wait a minute. Did I miss something?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought there was...
You're back.
Yes, I am. All right, so you and Kenny were talking a fascinating discussion, and so I don't like to get in the way of fascinating discussions about...
So go.
You like that? You like that cover in general? It's pretty good, right?
Yes, I don't like to get in the way of a fascinating discussion, so by all means.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a movie that's coming out that the two of you were talking about.
The Trail of Love and Mercy with John Cusack was released yesterday, and it's about the story. It's the story of Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to kind of figure it out because in watching the trailer, it's a kind of a parallel narrative covering the two specific time periods of Brian Wilson's life. The 1960s, when he was writing all the music for the Beach Boys and becoming famous, and the 1980s, when he kind of made his comeback and recovery from just being absolute whack job and crazy.
Yeah.
And it
looks
like
a good movie, actually.
But it's getting way reviews.
Yeah.
And people are saying, so it's got John Cusack and Paul Dano play Brian Wilson, and then Paul Giamatti.
I was going to say Giamatti was in it, too.
Giamatti kind of plays Brian Wilson's handler.
Yeah.
And gets in a fight over Brian Wilson's life with his girlfriend, who's played by Elizabeth Banks. It looks very, very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Nice thing.
When you have John Cusack playing Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys, how do you go wrong with that movie?
Well,
you got to go see it.
It's hard. I mean, everybody knows what Brian Wilson looks like, and they've done a fairly good job of making these people look a little bit like Brian.
No, they don't do anything to Cusack. It's just Cusack.
No, but I mean, I think that there's a nice... sometimes you like the feeling of more reality in these circumstances, and if you can do that in the makeup department, and it looks to me, at least from what I saw the trip, excuse me, a pretty good job. Anyway,
the rumor is that Brian Wilson has recorded some new music for the soundtrack.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he's on board with the movie.
Ah,
yeah.
That's good. He's kind of
I think
growing up.
He has a cameo in it.
He's growing up. All right, that's the story for movie. That's Movie Moments, Movie News. Doug Steffens, Good Day, 59 after the hour.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.